1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. Good morning. Happy Monday. Hopefully your week is off to a great start. I am going to spend it relaxing. I did so much walking over the weekend. Literally, I have blisters on my blisters. That is not really not an exaggeration at all. My feet, it's a combination of the feet and knees. And I really understand why people really take the time to get good footwear like that. I realize now that this is something just as an adult, I got to be prepared for. You probably like weren't. Yeah, I wasn't prepared for things like how to do my taxes and how to do my own oil change. But I really wish I would have been given at least a little bit of a heads up. Like, hey, just a heads up, when you're twice the age you are now, you're going to want to make sure you have good walking shoes to walk in. And this is exactly why, because just tore it up completely. Luckily, I remembered yesterday, my knees and my feet were killing me. I was like, oh my gosh, I just remembered I booked a massage from Kalamazoo Athletic Wellness. When Nick was in here last week, when we were doing the big picks, he's like, hey, you guys schedule your massage. And I was like, okay, and then set it up. And then yesterday I was like, oh my God, I totally forgot I had an appointment today. I almost started to cry. That's how happy I am about this. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. So as we're getting to creepy season, I want to talk about some urban legends. We're going to be talking a lot about them coming up here over the next month, but probably one of the most interesting ones of all time, and my personal favorite, is the Nain Rouge of Detroit. If you've never heard of this urban legend, it's really weird. It sparked so many different stories, and basically it's a harbinger of doom. And it was first apparently seen and encountered by Detroit's founder, Antoine de la Mothe Cadillac. And he was apparently told by a fortune teller to appease the Nain Rouge, or the Red Dwarf. Instead, when he encountered the Red Dwarf, allegedly, he chased it away with his cane and shouted, "Get out of my way, you red imp." And as a consequence, apparently a string of bad luck fell on Cadillac. He was charged with abuse of power and reassigned to Louisiana. And then he was returned to France, where he was briefly imprisoned and eventually lost his entire fortune. And that's why a lot of people have claimed that over the years, the Red Dwarf has been kind of a harbinger of doom and an omen of bad luck. And if you open up the 1077 RKR app, there are a ton of different instances where the Red Dwarf has apparently been seen all the way up to the 1970s as well. So you can read about a little bit about the story there about the Nain Rouge. If you've never heard of this, or even if you have heard of this, I'd love to hear your take on it. 978-1077, or hit me up on the chat button on the 1077 RKR app. This is personally one of my favorites, and I also thought it was pretty awesome. One of my buddies, they were in a heavy metal band in Detroit named the Nain Rouge, which was, I thought, a very nice tip of the hat to this harbinger of doom. Set the needle and crank the knob. It's Mark Frankhouse, and I've got another crucial addition to your record collection. It's Vinyl and 45 on the Rocker. Released on this day in 1994 is the ninth studio album from REM called Monster. This had four big hits off of the album: What's the Frequency, Kenneth, Bang and Blame, Strange Currencies, and Tongue. Now, lead vocalist Michael Stipe maintained a close friendship with both Kurt Cobain and River Phoenix, who passed away the previous year. So this is a very personal album for him. It's a staple. Pick it up. Give it a spin today. This has been Vinyl and 45 on 1077 RKR. What's the frequency, Kenneth? This y'all been so drained. I was brained and locked down. Nah, not up to speed. 1077 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Frankhouse. You're going to want to check out that Seize the Deal tab at WRKR.com, especially if you're looking to get into some fall fun, because we've got admission for four to Harvest Moon Acres Corn Maze and Fun Park. And it literally is a massive fun park. There's a barnyard board game, a 40-foot cattle castle. There's the quacky duck races. They've got hay rides, of course, donuts and cider, the saloon pumpkin shootout, slingshot. I mean, it's there's so much to do here. They've got even got the 5-acre Bigfoot myth or real themed corn maze this year. So you're going to want to make sure to check out the Seize the Deal tab, WRKR.com. Again, admission for four to Harvest Moon Acres Corn Maze and Fun Park normally would cost you $60. We're going to get you in for half off, only $30 to get in. You get to enjoy all that stuff with your entries. So get those tickets because they are limited. 107.7 RKR, the Rocker Morning Show with Mark Franco. So I have a big bone to pick with people who do AI. And I'll be honest with you. This is something that we've had to work with before in the past, and I've just never been a fan of AI because at the end of the day, it is stealing from actual artists. That's what it's doing. And you see it happening all the time. And probably one of the weirdest incidents of AI and using AI to capitalize on something is what's happening on Amazon right now. And if you open up the 107.7 RKR app, there is a book that is already available on Amazon about the Grand Blanc church shooting that happened yesterday. There is a book. There's even a cover of the book. It's up here on the 107.7 RKR app. And it doesn't take you very long looking at the cover of this book and reading the description to realize that somebody put in an AI prompt and just asked them to come up with a book based on all the facts of what we know about the shooting. And then one of these websites just crapped out a very clearly AI written description of the book and book itself, which they're actually selling for $5. So they literally did nothing and they're making money off of it. While, I mean, police are still on the scene as we speak. So it's just absolutely messed up that this is the world that we live in right now, is just AI slop all over the place. It's horrible.